reach for the speed, reach for the whistle, go where the rail may run. Reach for the words, reach for the story, follow the rainbow sun. To a shining time station, where dreams can come true, waiting there for you.
Ah, you young people. How youthful you are in your youngness.
Schemer, are you feeling all right?
My dear child, I have never felt better. By the way, has a Mr. Hobart Hume III been asking for me?
Who is Mr. Hobart Hume III?
Mr. Hobart Hume III, owner of the Snarleyville Toxic Chemical Company, one of the truly great chemical companies from here to Snarleyville. And he is president of the Nickel Air Club. He's going to be coming by the station today, and if I can impress him, he's going to let me join.
So what's all that stuff for, Schemer?
Yeah. Well, these are but a few modest treats for Mr. Hume's elegant snacking enjoyment. Ta-da! Yes, this is some toffee my mommy made, and my personal favorite, the cake.
Wow,
hey, get your hands off of there! I mean, remove your hands at once, young man. Now, afterwards, if there's anything left, maybe you can share some of this with me. I always eat the head first. And I'm sure Mr. Hume does, too.
How do you know Mr. Hume likes to eat the head first?
Yeah.
Because Mr. Hume and I are the same kind of people, that's why. Now, get out of my way, I gotta practice. Ah, Mr. and Mrs. Hume. Charmed, I'm sure. And by the way, would you care to partake in some of Mama's homemade toffee? What's that? Prefer me to have some first? How ta-ta of you.
What's the drink?
I don't think Mr. Hume is gonna like Schemer's toffee.
But how come Hobart Hume III has to come to check out the station?
Yeah.
What's that got to do with Schemer being in his club?
Maybe Hobart wants to see if he can hold the club meetings here.
Did I hear someone mention a club?
Mr. Conductor, Schemer's going to join the Nickel Air Club.
Well, clubs can be fun. I belong to two myself. One is the Messy Club. Once a month, the Messy Club meets and makes a big mess of things. My house, my backyard, you name it.
I do that all the time, and I'm not even in a club.
But then, who has to clean it all up?
Who else? The Clean Club. I'm a member of that one, too. They're both very exclusive, which means that not just anybody can join.
What do you have to do to become a member?
You have to be me. I'm the only member of each one. In fact, I'm off to a meeting of the Messy Club right now. I can't wait to mess things up. I'll tell you how it goes. Oh, I'm late. I hope I don't start without me.
Children, I have been to my tailor, picked up my tux, and we are moving uptown.
Yeah, if Schemer gets in the Nickel Air Club, we'll go too. Can't you just see this old jukebox in their fancy schmancy lounge?
Important people gathering all around with lots of nickels.
And Schemer actually showing some class for once.
I mean, can you dig it or can you dig it?
Could someone help me, please?
Ah, Mr. Hume? I presume?
And you are?
Schema. At your side, in your pocket, and under your thumb.
Ah, the candidate.
Let me show you around the station, shall I, please? Mm-hmm. Yes, good. This desk. It's, rather amusing, isn't it?
Please. heavens.
Oh, yes.
Ah, miss, would you kindly tell the station manager that I'm here?
I am the station manager.
I do not wish to speak to this girl. I wish to speak to the station manager himself.
Herself. I'm the station manager, Stacy Jones.
Ah, very well. Hobart Hume the Third. Jones, yes, I know that name.
Well, it's rather common.
Yes, my dear, I'm afraid it is.
Billy Two Feathers.
Oh, really? Translated from the French, de plume?
No, from the Lakota Sioux.
Ah, ha, ha, ha. Well, good for you. It takes such courage to be an Indian in today's world.
We don't say Indian around Shining Time Station. We say Native American.
Ah, yes, and a terrific Native American as well.
Schema, this is all rather tedious. Perhaps you could provide some entertainment, or perhaps the children could. A song, maybe?
Oh, yes, they'd love to.
You're kidding, right?
Oh, Dan, don't be so juvenile, Dan. So then, old man, old boy, how does old Joe Clark sound? You know that one, don't you?
Of course not.
Well, whatever you say.
It's showtime. Let's sell it. Come on, Nicolaus, here we come.
Full of chicken pie. Old Joe Clark, he had a dog as blind as he could be. Chased a redbone round the stone and a raccoon up a tree. Round and round, old Joe Clark, round the other way. Round and round, old Joe Clark, I ain't got no to say.
Very amusing indeed. How clever to keep children on hand to entertain.
Ah, yes, it's rather clever. And how about that music, Hope?
Dreadful, of course.
Yes, yes, of course it was. But the, the jukebox, though.
Utterly appalling, naturally. No one at the club would be caught dead operating such a thing. I mean, one isn't a teenager after all, is one?
No, one isn't a teenager after all. But then again, the arcade.
Rather sad little joke, don't you think?
Schemer doesn't think so. He loves it.
Yeah, he loves it.
Yeah,
he loves.
Right.
He loves. Thinking about doing other things with the space. For example, setting up a booth and selling toxic chemicals.
Interesting. We might discuss that at some other time.
Yes. We might discuss it as soon as.
I don't get it. I mean, we didn't play that bad.
Maybe somebody wasn't trying.
Don't look at me. If you want to blame somebody, blame that Hobart Hume.
Hey, if Schemer joins that club, Tex, what happens to us?
I suppose they'll just leave us here, Rex. Oh, sell us to an antique store and put us up for sale. Real cheap.
Oh. Or put us in the basement with a sheet over us till the end of time.
I've been wondering if you're really one of our kind. Oh, I don't mind that you work for a living. We're much more tolerant of that sort of thing than we used to be, alas.
Well, things were quite different 50 years ago, isn't that right, sir?
They were indeed. You seem to know your history, Miss Jones. I bet you're a treasure trove of folksy railroad lore. Why not entertain us with some railroad stories, Miss Jones?
Oh, you don't really want to hear my story, sir.
Indulge me, Stacy. I love to hear tales of working people.
Well, I'm quite busy today, sir.
And I bet you tell them every bit as well as a man.
Perhaps some other time, sir.
Maybe we should go and have this meeting in my workshop.
Well, that is not fair. I mean, someone has got to make my visit here more bearable. Folk songs, little children, uncooperative women. Really, Schema, what kind of frightful place is this?
Well,
You, Billy Two Feathers. How about a demonstration of your people's wonderful culture? A rain dance, a war dance, some medicine man mumbo-jumbo. Surprise me.
Oh, I'd love to surprise you.
Quite a kitter he is.
Yes, how droll. Well, perhaps some other time, Chief.
Chief?
Yes, Chief. Chief, ha-ha. Chief Big Joke, Chief Laughing Gas. But he's only joking. He appears to be obnoxious, but he's only joking. And Stacy here, why, certainly she appears to be sarcastic and snippy, but it's all a joke. And take the children, please. But, seriously, though, they appear rude, but they're just joking. It's just a joke. It's all just one big joke. One horrible, horrible joke. The whole station is just one joke. And, well, if you don't like it, then don't blame me, because I don't like it either. Either. Neither, neither.
Schema. I've had my doubts about you.
Well, haven't we all?
But I think you're beginning to show promise. I think you may just be our kind. I'm going to return to the club and discuss this with my colleagues. Then I shall return. Miss Jones, Chief Two Feathers, children, so delightful meeting you.
And we're delighted as well. Ta-ta! All right! Oh, is he something or what?
Oh, yeah, he's something, all right. I know just what that something is.
Class. Total class with a capital K. I tell you, though, I have to take some of the credit because I certainly knew how to handle that guy.
Schemer. Why would you ever want to be like him? Your Mr. Hume is the most insulting, arrogant, prejudiced person I have ever met.
Miss Jones, that's just his personality.
Hmm? Well, who does he think he is? Doesn't he know we have a busy station to run? He thinks he's better than everyone else.
I know. Isn't it great?
Oh.
Hey, don't worry about it, Jonesy. You're going to get what you want.
Which is what?
To get into the Nickel Air Club, that's what.
Oh.
Don't you see? I got the whole thing planned out. Once I'm in, I can get you guys in. Is that clever or is that... Clever.
Schemer, I don't think you understand what's going on here.
Billy, do I look like the type of man who doesn't know what's going on?
The meeting of the Clean Club is in session. Thank goodness we got rid of that guy in the messy club.
I wish we could join your clubs, Mr. Conductor. Schemers doesn't sound like much fun.
Well, Stacy says that Mr. Hume thinks he's better than everyone else. But everybody wants to feel good about themselves, don't they?
Yeah.
Well, some people feel too good about themselves. The engines on the island of Sodor have the same problem. Take the story of Oliver, the new engine. Well, you can't take it unless I give it to you, right?
On a clear day when the sky is blue and there's just enough breeze to blow the clouds away, you can stand on the big hill above the valley and watch Duck and Oliver far below, busily at work on Duck's branch line near the sea. The two engines are very proud of their matching coats of gleaming color. Oliver often talks about the time that Douglas saved him from scrap.
If it wasn't for his help, Oliver will say, I might have been caught when I ran away from the scrapyard, and I would never have come to live here on Sir Topham Hatt's railway.
The other engines all wanted to know about Oliver's adventures.
Amazing, remarked Henry. Oliver, said James, has resource.
And sagacity, put in Gordon.
What does that mean, whispered Percy. I think, replied Thomas, it's about being clever and wise.
He is, finished Gordon, an example to us all.
I'm sorry to say that Oliver became very puffed up in the smoke box.
Henry says I'm amazing. He's right.
He whistled as he swooshed along the line. One day, Sir Topham Hatt came to see him.
You are doing well. Now you must learn how to look after freight cars.
Every wise engine knows that you cannot trust freight cars. The other engines warned Oliver, but he took no notice.
You think I can't manage, he said huffily. Gordon knows better. He says I'm sagacious.
You may be good gracious or whatever you call it, but cars can be troublesome and...
Say no more, Duck, interrupted Donald. It's a pity, but the wee engine'll just have to learn for himself.
Oliver pulled some loaded cars to a siding and pushed the empties to the chute. Then he came back to take the loaded cars away. But they were comfortable and didn't want to move.
What right is he to poke his funnel in here?
We want Duck
or Donald.
Or Douglas. Look sharp,
puffed Oliver.
That's not the way to speak, hissed the cars. We'll get even.
Oliver heard nothing. The cars moved smoothly at first, then suddenly Oliver felt them push forward. His driver applied the brakes, but they were useless against the surging cars.
On, 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 yelled the cars.
Oliver fought hard, but still they forced him on and on. At last, the cars grew tired.
I'm winning,
gasped Oliver. But it was too late. Oliver lay bruised and bemused, bunker down in the turntable well. Duck surveyed the damage.
Hello, Oliver. Are you being a good gracious engine? Beg pardon, but we really don't like this sort of surprise. Donald and Douglas will miss their turntable until it is mended.
That evening, Oliver was hauled gently to safety.
I'm sorry, sir, he said to Sir Topham Hatt. I should have listened to Duck's advice. I don't feel good gracious or whatever it is. I just feel silly.
Well, Oliver, replied Sir Topham Hatt, now you know the damage cars can do.
Yes, I do, sir. I look like a load of scrap iron.
Oh, I don't think so, laughed Sir Topham Hatt.
But you do need to go to the works to be mended.
The other engines now felt sorry for Oliver.
The branch line won't be the same without you, whistled Duck. Come back soon.
A few days later, Oliver did come back. His coat gleamed brighter than ever. He was a wiser engine, too, and never made a mistake about cars again.
sort of like Mr. Hume.
I think Mr. Hume is worse than Oliver. At least Oliver learned that he wasn't better than everyone else.
Yeah.
Oh, Schemer!
This is the stickiest toffee I've ever stepped in. I don't think I'll stick around.
Where is everybody? Where is Chief Two Arrows and little Stacy with her folksy yarns? Ah, here you are. Stacy, be a good girl and spin us a few yarns.
I don't think so, Mr. Hume.
Isn't that just like a woman? They lead you on and then they change their minds. What about you, Chief? Gonna let me down too? No dance?
Sir, Mr. Hume, I think I will tell you a story.
Ah, wonderful.
Yes, it's about a station manager and a club. Once upon a time, there was a person who ran a train station on the Indian Valley Railroad.
What a coincidence.
Yes, and this station was one of the most important places in town, and everybody knew and loved this station manager. Well, there can't be all work and no play, so this person decided to join the local business and social club. However, the members of this club would not let this station manager join. And why? Because this person was a woman. And the name of the club was the Nickel Air Club, Mr. Hume. And that person was my grandmother, Gracie Jones.
A heartbreaking story, but I'm afraid that was before my time.
Well, it might have been before your time, Mr. Hobart Hume III. But you are exactly like your grandfather, Hobart Hume I, the founder and the president of the Nickel Air Club. You walk into this busy train station and you expect everyone to just stop what they're doing and entertain you? Well, that's insensitive and insulting. And you know what the sad thing is, Mr. Hume? You don't have to be this way. You weren't born prejudiced. It's something that you learn from someone like your grandfather. And I feel sorry for you because of all the wonderful people that you'll never get to know because you think that you're superior to everyone else. Well, you're welcome to use this train station if you have a train to catch, Mr. Hume. But I would like you to conduct your business for your club elsewhere.
Well, I never...
You know, Mr. Hume, where I come from, we have a name for people like you. We call them bigots. That, when they come here, they don't seem to stay that long. Not at Shining Time Station. And they don't seem to come back.
Ah, Hume, old man, old boy. Ah, I see you've been chatting with Billy. He's nervous because he wants to join the club. They all want to join the club. Isn't that right, children? That's so cute. Yes, I told Stacy that once I'm in the club, then we'll let Billy, Stacy, and the kids in as well. Right, Cube?
Heavens, man. Talk sense.
Whatever do you mean?
May I remind you, we are talking of the Nickel Air Club. We don't want them in our club. They're children.
Well, yes, but I...
Also, Miss Jones will not be admitted because, like her grandmother, she is a woman.
Well, yes, but I...
And Mr. Two Ponies will not be admitted because... Because he is an Indian.
Well, yes, I know, but I...
And let nobody call me prejudiced either. I would feel the same about anybody who is not exactly like me.
Well, yes, but...
They are not... our kind of people. And I do mean our kind of people, Schemer. Because now you are my kind of people.
Well, yes, but...
All you have to do is cut off that curl and you're one of us.
Are you kidding with me?
Cut off my curl? Hey, that's what makes me, me. I'm not cutting off my curl. I'd rather throw away my nickels than cut off my curl. Hey, what kind of a club is this you got there going anyway, huh? If everyone's got to be like you. Doesn't sound like much fun to me.
My dear boy, fun has nothing to do with it. The purpose of the Nickel Air Club is to provide a haven from the rest of the world. We are the dessert, and the rest of the world? Merely leftovers.
Ah, yes, yes, that reminds me. Would you care to partake in some of Mama's homemade toffee?
Oh, thank you. Don't mind if I do.
Sticky. Yes. Yes. Yes, I agree completely. Totally agree. Yes, yes. Now, listen here, bud, huh? I don't know what kind of club you're running here, but I don't want to be in your nickel nose in the air club. I mean, if it's not good enough for my friends, then it's not good enough for me. Go. Go. Listen, if it, the club's not good enough for my friends, it's just not good enough for me.
Well, we're proud of you, Skeeter.
Hey, what a klutz falling down, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, proud of me, too.
I tell you, though, can you believe that, though? I mean, it was...
Skeeter!
Whoa! Gee, I always put that in my mouth.
Mr. Conductor, who cleaned up the station?
The Clean Club. Who else? Because A, it's our job, and B, I thought Schemer deserved a little help after standing up to Mr. Hume like that.
What's wrong, Schemer?
I just wish that there was a good club to join, you know? Hey, who straightened up the place?
I guess you could say it was one of your fans.
Hmm? Hey, come on, what are you talking about? What are you saying? Come on, what are you saying?
Okay. Schemer, we have an announcement to make. We're starting a whole new club that everybody can be in.
Yeah.
But we want you to be our very, very first member.
Really? You mean it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I'll do it on one condition.
What's that?
I get to be treasurer?
Sure!
Okay, let's start right now. The first thing we gotta do is get dues. Everybody's gotta pay a nickel a month for dues. Secondly, I get an extra nickel a month from each of you because I was the one that came up with the idea.
Reach for the speak, reach for the whistle, go where the rail may run. Reach for the word. Reach for the story, follow the rainbow sun. To a shining time station, where dreams can come true, waiting there for you. So much to see, so far to travel, so much to learn to know. Friends by your side, hopes to hold on to, who knows how far you'll go. To a shining time station,